The Spectacular Holiday, written by Dave Lowe and read by Katie Sobey. I was lying in bed reading my atlas when Mum and Dad came in to see me. Together. I snapped the book shut and sat up. Mum or Dad often came into my room at night to say goodnight or to tell me for the second or third or sometimes fourth time to stop reading and turn my light off. But whenever they came in together, it usually meant something big. And here they were, standing side by side, with funny looks on their faces. My dad pretty much always looks funny. He was born that way, I guess. But Mum had this same strange expression too. Something was definitely up. They'd both come into my room 3 years ago to break the news that my goldfish, Splashy, had died. Then there was the time that Grandad got sick and needed an operation. That was a Mum and Dad joint visit too. And so was the time they announced I was going to have a little brother. That was brilliant news, of course. Though what I hadn't realised at the time was how little peace and quiet there would be in the house after Ernest was born, and just how much poo. I squinted at Mum and Dad. My mind was whirring as I went through all the possibilities. Was I going to have another new brother or sister? I wasn't sure I could cope with two little people screaming their heads off the whole time, not to mention the extra pong. Or even worse, was one of my grandparents poorly? Or Mr. Pike, our elderly neighbour? Or our dog, Oates? Mum must have seen the growing panic in my eyes, because she smiled reassuringly and handed me an envelope which had my name on. I took it as if it might be booby-trapped. "Go on," she said. "Open it." I did. Slowly. Then I gasped with excitement. Inside was an aeroplane ticket. In my name. The destination, Malaysia.
"We're going together," Dad announced. "For 5 nights. Me and you. Just the two of us."
I whooped, leapt out of bed and hugged them both. My dad's a travel writer. His actual job is to go around the world having exciting adventures. And I completely love exploring too, although my travels have only been local. Until now.